This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from somewhere north of where he normally is the he is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. This makes him Super Dave Harrington. How you doing today?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How you doing?
I'm good. What are you teaching today?
Actually, I'm doing something a little different. Instead of doing instruction, I'm doing a workout. I basically required everyone to know how to shoot. I gave them a heads up. This is not a training event. It is a workout. And basically, what I do is nothing but application exercises. Now, what I do at the very beginning, I do a quick eval. I'll shake them out on the pistol just to provide everybody an opportunity to show me what they're bringing to the table, so I kind of have an idea of the individual skill sets across the crew. But then I hit the ground running. And basically, what I plan to do is my workout, my personal gun workout. And there are things that, in respect to the application exercises, that are too time-consuming to run in a training environment kind of a thing.
Right.
But they're very high value exercises. It just takes some time to cycle through them based on the number of people present. But everybody has had a real good first day. And it's actually kind of amusing in some respects because, you know, people have generally, you know, when they go to an event like this type, or not just wanting instruction, but they expect instruction. And there's a learning curve, so to speak, when, you know, I cycle somebody through an application exercise and I give them a critique, but it's more of a just a down and dirty, hey, here's what I saw, here's what I feel that you could do better, and so do better. And we move on to the next piece. And they're kind of like, well, what do I do here? What do I do there? And I'm like, dude, you got to make a decision. You know, it's not, and having said that, what I guess bothers me at times is, you know, when people are there for training and expect training, they should receive training. However, if you step back and look at the totality of that environment, if all you've ever done is experience training events, you know, some people, it's an impossibility for them to make a decision for themselves.
Right.
And when I see this begin to occur, and the indicators are easy to read, you know, and people start asking questions when I know they already know the answer. They're just looking for reinforcement. Well, the fact of the matter is if they ask me a question that I feel that they know the answer to, I just tell them to make a decision. You know, you have to make a decision. And because there's, if you're training in support of being prepared to do defensive violence, then there's not going to be anybody there to coach you over your shoulder. There's not going to be anybody there that you can ask, hey, is this okay, or should I do this or that or the other thing over there? You know, it's on you, all you. And you, you know, and some people need that. It's just, it is not a hand-holding gig. It's, I do an explanation and demonstration of the exercise, and they immediately roll over and fire. Depending on how well they do, I may provide them an opportunity to fire the exercise again, especially if they just flat out crash and burn. You're not going to get anything out of a crash and burn run.
Right.
So it's very eclectic. Based on my read of the individual and collective skill sets of the crew, I will mix it up, and I might shift gears and focus on a very strict marksmanship-specific exercise, and then the following exercise is some kind of wazoo combat firing exercise where they have to break out of their comfort zone,
right,
and get busy with it. And it's it has proven itself to be a rather, how would I say, proven formula. It works.
Right.
So I don't mess with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why would you?
Right.
Why would you work with it? Why would you mess with it? Why would you try to?
Well,
that's the thing I can't stand.
Figure it out.
That's one of those things I can't stand, where somebody gets out there and wants to make a change just for the sake of making a change. And I thankfully, in gun training, that does not seem to be the case sometimes with some instructors. I guess you are that one of those. But, you know.
Well, my primary goal is hitting the target. And I'm not really concerned at when I run this type of program. I'm not overly concerned about how you do it. I'm, you know, I want you to hit the target. That's the primary focus. And it's amazing to see people when they finally understand, you know, the kind of like the light bulb comes on. Hey, you know, this guy's not going to hold my hand through this gig. I got to step up. And when they step up, it just makes me feel good to see that happen.
By the way, just so you know, some people that are listening to the stream of this right now are saying you sound great.
Oh, I appreciate that very much.
But Super Dave has taken some steps before we go into the break. He's taken some steps, and they'll be in place when he gets back. And he's going to be sounding FM clear. Nice deep tones, and then he's going to take over my show, and then I'm going to be Super Bill. He'll be the radio guy, and I'll be Super Bill. I'll be going out there and all that other stuff, and he'll be doing the radio show and in the Super Dave style, lock and load with Super Dave Harrington. That would be interesting. That'd be interesting to turn this over to you. But when we come back, one of the things I want to talk to you about, and I made reference to this, I have, you know, I've got two guns. One is a custom and one is straight out of the box.
Okay.
I can shoot the type of gun that is custom as long as it's custom. And I can shoot the type of gun that is straight out of the box, period.
As long as it's out of the box, right.
As long as it's out of the box. But, I mean, that's not a big lift. But, anyway, I want to talk to you about them when we get back. Super Dave Harrington, you can find his stuff at combatspeed.com. That's where you can find out what he's got going on, when he's going to be coming into your area, if you want to get one of his classes. He is definitely a sensei of a type. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision. Go to arrowprecisionusa.com today. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. Just out of curiosity, I am a segment before me, Dave. Do you have any students looking for a decent used gun?
I can ask.
Well, I mean, you hear me talk about the Guns.com radio studio.
Right.
So right now they have this clearance going on right now where they've got, they had, when I was talking to them in the last hour, they had 292 different handguns marked down up to 35%. And at checkout, wow, if they use my promo code Loaded5, they get another 5%.
Wow.
And they got Glocks.
Yeah.
Well, up to 40% off, yeah. They're already marking down. Some of the prices are crazy. Mm-hmm. Right now, they've got some, they've got this Glock 17 that's a police turn in Gen 4, $399.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a score. That's a good score.
Yeah. So, I know you like the Glocks. They got the Glocks. They got Glocks, but they got, for anybody else, they got USP, they got H&K, they got SIG, they got Springfield, Smith & Wesson, they got it all.
Wow.
So anyway, speaking of guns.
Put it out there.
Speaking of guns, we have this, I have this thing. So, out of the box. And I know, see, I'm going to forecast what Dave is going to say here. He's going to say, well, if that works for you, that's what you should shoot. It doesn't matter what it is as long as it works, right? However.
Well, within reason, yeah.
Yeah. So I can shoot a custom Glock that has had a shaved down grip like nobody's business. And right now the only one I do have is my Glock G45 that's been worked over by Terran Tactical Innovations. And I can shoot with that, and I'm hitting center mass, and it is a dot gun. Now, on the other hand, I can take a SIG P320, any of them, the compact, the X carry compact, the X carry, or the full size gun, and draw a face on a target almost.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about alternating between the two of them. I like the idea of a dot gun, simply because I can acquire that sight faster, and I think in a gunfight, you know, getting it on the target somehow or another is going to be sort of paramount to me taking those first shots. I need to make sure I've got it on the target.
Absolutely.
And I might put a dot on the two SIGs that I don't. I have a full size SIG that has a dot on it, and I have no issue about carrying that at all. It's just a little bit bigger than a Glock 17, so no problems with that. Am I overthinking this? Should I just get out there and say?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Tell me your thoughts.
The first thing that comes to mind,
yeah,
is one is a dot gun and the other one isn't, correct?
Right.
You have irons on the other one?
Yes.
That's gonna, you know, use going back and forth between the guns is gonna be a matter of how often you do it. Okay?
Yeah.
You would have to work with both guns, on an equal footing to prevent having any mental delays in when you're employing the gun, shifting between the visual requirements of using a dot or the visual requirements of using irons. Now, there's another factor that weighs heavy from a personal defense standpoint. With the dot gun, you have a broader spectrum of light conditions that you can operate in without a white light versus the irons when you would need, you know, some additional light to hit with.
Right.
I see that being an issue. I really don't see working with, you know, you've got to work with both guns equally well. But what was the iron sight gun?
The iron sight gun is the SIG P320, and the thing about these two is that the 320 has a higher bore axis. You know, it's a taller slide. So my where I'm actually got my head and where I'm actually holding the gun is the same.
Okay.
Between the dot gun It's the same with the dot gun. The dot gun is a Glock G45 that was done by Terran Tactical Innovations.
Oh, yeah. I apologize. You didn't state that clearly.
Yeah.
As long as your hand positions on the gun, respectively, you don't have any confusion with operating the controls of the gun, the only thing that I would certainly recommend is working with both handguns on a regular schedule so you can seamlessly move from one to the other.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Although at some point, I suspect if I put a dot on the SIG,
right,
I'll just move over to the SIG.
There you have it.
I'll just move over to the SIG. One time when I got my... I think I have time to tell the story. So one time when I got my first G45, before you ever mentioned it to me. Well, no, actually, after you mentioned it to me. That's why I got it, because you mentioned it. When I got it, I was having trouble low left, so I figured I'd put a dot on it, because Steve had taught me how to zero in a dot. So I put the dot on it, and I'm still shooting low left, because I'm not addressing the problem, right?
Right.
I'm not addressing the problem. So while I'm there, and I'm all angry, and I'm about to take this gun with this dot that I just got cut into this Glock G45, that's basically a brand new gun, I'm about to throw it into the woods, I asked my buddy, can I shoot his SIG P320 carry, X carry?
Right.
And I could draw a face with it. So I suspect that's going to be the way I move at some point. And thankfully for me, for like my full-sized SIG P320, I do have a Super Dave holster for that.
Very cool.
I have a Super Dave rig built for that already, because I just thought, I can run them with a... I know I'm going to hit what I'm looking at. And that brings a high degree of confidence. A very high degree of confidence.
Absolutely.
For me, anyway. So I just wanted your thoughts on that. I will still keep my Terran Tactical Innovations Glock, though. I love that gun.
Right. But
that might not be the one I carry on a daily basis, just because I think... the first chance I get to go to the range, I'm going to be shooting at distance. Long distance. We're going to see what we get out of that, too. But we're coming up on the next break. Super Dave right now. You can catch him at SDave_Harrington on Instagram. You can follow him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington, and on Facebook at either Dave Harrington, which is his personal page, or Super Dave Harrington, which is his commercial page. And right now, if you're where he's at right now, you have the pleasure of working out with him and learning his method. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve officials are making the case for more interest rate hikes as inflation soars. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly noting Americans are still dealing with the effects of high prices. She explained the Fed's job is far from done because things that were affordable 6 months ago aren't now. President Biden signs the CHIPS and Science Act into law Tuesday. The bill is intended to encourage semiconductor chip manufacturers to move their operations to the United States. The president virtually joined an event hosted by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, touting the impact the legislation will have on the state.
The way I see this bill in Michigan is it's about chips and it's about cars.
Critics argue the bill doesn't do anything to ensure semiconductor chip manufacturers will move back to the United States. This is USA Radio News. A U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan killed the al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri over the weekend. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox and Friends that he is concerned foreign fighters are gravitating back to Afghanistan.
Al-Qaeda is clearly back in Afghanistan, just like they were pre-9/11. And not only were they back, he was staying in the guest house of the Taliban's interior minister.
The Taliban previously pledged that they would not align themselves with al-Qaeda. Brittany Griner is making her first appearance in court since the Biden administration tried to offer a Russian prisoner swap deal. ESPN reporting a verdict in the WNBA star's trial could come later this week. She pleaded guilty to drug charges after she was found with marijuana oil at a Moscow airport and faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. We still got Dave?
I'm right here, brother.
There he is. So. From where you are now, you're not. This is not just a. This is not just the one place you're going while you're up north. You're going other places. What are you teaching the same thing everywhere you go?
No, I'm not. That's a good question, bro. I kind of daisy chained a few gigs together. I've got a good friend of mine, Ben DeWalt, of On-Site Firearms Training LLC. He hosted me up here, and what he does is, I guess a way to say it is farm me out, so to speak. But we schedule this. I come up here every year annually, and this opportunity, I have four different actions that I'm satisfying, and I'll be here. I think we're going to Cooperstown, New York. Right now I'm in Hartford, Connecticut. Tomorrow I go to Cooperstown, New York. Sunday I'm in PA, and then Monday and Tuesday I'm back here in Hartford. Then I have a down day and then fly home. So it's kind of like my northeast annual loop.
Okay. So you're not driving this time?
Oh, I had to fly.
I got you.
I had to fly.
Well, let me ask you about that. So when you fly, I've never flown with a gun before. When you fly, how many guns do you fly with?
Well, it's funny you ask that because that became an issue on this trip. Normally, you know, I take whatever number of guns I need, you know, primaries and backups for a gig, and I normally travel with four. If I'm doing an integrated weapons gig, I'll have two carbines, two handguns. But if it's just a pistol gig, I'll have three because today in today's realm, you cannot just run on sight guns, man. You know, you've got to have a dot gun. So, you know, I have a couple of iron sight guns and a dot gun. Well, when I was checking into the, on the flight, I'll leave the carrier's name out of it. The woman asked me, do you have firearms? And I'm like, yes. And she says, well, how many? And I've been traveling with guns for 20, 30 years. I've never been asked how many before.
Right.
And my immediate response was, what does it matter? There's not a limit. If it'll fit in the box and you can lock it, you know. And she says, well, sir, I'm going to have to ask my supervisor. I'm like, knock yourself out. And I don't know what he told her, but when she came back, she was yes or no, sir, three bags full.
Right.
But what I suspect is in her mind, the guidelines were like, if you have one lockbox, you can only have one gun in it.
Right.
It's kind of weird. But, yeah, it's funny. It's funny you ask that because that just became a thing this trip. Kind of caught me off guard, and I just was like, well, "What does it matter?" You know, they're guns. It's a gun box. But I've never had. Actually, the only issues I've had traveling with guns was I did a trip to Sweden. And I tried to explain to the customs office because, you know, my first flight, my connecting flight out of New Jersey was the port I was exiting the country. And the way it's supposed to work is you are cleared, you know, inspected and cleared, and provided the appropriate paperwork by the customs office of the port that you're exiting or entering. Well, you know, I showed up my first flights in Tampa, and I knew that, you know, having checked in on the flight and my bags are in the system, how was I going to get cleared in New Jersey for the connecting flight? And I explained this to the customs people over the phone because the morning of the flight, there was nobody in the office. It, you know, the flight was very early, and the office, the customs office at Tampa International, wasn't even open yet. And I'm like, wow, this is going to get real interesting. So I spoke to the agent, and she gave me her. This was awesome. She gave me, you know, her name, badge number, and phone number. And she said, look, don't lose that because, you know, I understand your situation, and it's unique to say the least. I've never dealt with this set of circumstances before. But when you re-enter the country, give the agents my information, have them call me, and I will explain to them what happened. And I'm like, okay. So I left the country with about $10,000 worth of gear that I had no documentation on to get back in country. Now, one thing I do want to make clear, my paperwork for Sweden was just right dress. I had all of that. So I wasn't worried about getting in and out of Sweden. I was just worried about getting back into America.
Right.
Well, when I came back in, and the guy asked me to see my documentation, and when I told him I didn't have any, he immediately kind of shifted gears and, you know, went from dealing with a customer to a criminal. And I'm like, dude, you know, here's my information. You know, the agent in Tampa, she said, you know, to have you guys call her and she would explain what happened and verify what I am telling you is true. And she did, and it was awesome. But I think this is the one thing that tipped the scales in my favor, because before the dude broke contact with me and told me that he had to go call the regional supervisor to get guidance, was have you ever been arrested? And I'm like, excuse me? And he did it kind of like an afterthought as he was leaving the room. You know, well, have you ever been arrested? I'm like, no, dude, never have been. And he's like, you've never been arrested in your life? And I'm like, yeah, dude, never. And I'm sure Interpol will tell you that. And he kind of, you know, chuckled a little bit. But, yeah, they ran the gamut on me on that one, dude. But he did say, you know, we are in a position to confiscate all your equipment. And I'm like, dude, I understand that, and I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't do that. And they didn't. But, you know, traveling with firearms is not the big deal people make it out to be.
Okay.
People make it out to be a big deal because they don't do their homework. I mean, you get online and go to the carriers. The carriers provide specific information, and if you have any questions, you just simply call the carrier and deconflict.
Hang on right there for me. We got one more break to get through. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC on his Northeastern Loop, as he calls it. And I envy the people he is working with. I wish I was with them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to, well, hang on a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Joe, and not even talking to Joe. We're talking to Super Dave. I'm just messing myself up, getting out of my rhythm there, Dave. I'm sorry.
Hey, no sweat, bro. I'm already over.
Semi-professional. Anyway, so I'm curious now with you. You run your gun stock right out of the box, yeah?
Correct.
Would you ever? Well, go ahead.
Correct.
You go ahead and tell me what you're about to tell.
I just made the decision. You know, I've had the, you know, fortune to, the good fortune to fire many high-end custom 1911s.
Right.
I basically cut my teeth on custom 1911s. And when I made the decision to get into this line of work and open the business, the simple fact of the matter is, you know, sometimes with custom guns, you have custom problems. But the thing about it is, with the sheer volume of firing that I do, you know, 1911 is just not going to take the punishment like a Glock will. Now, let me clarify. Live fire, no problem. The dry firing gun handling work that I do, if you were to do it with a custom 1911, you'd wind up killing the gun. It's just too much. So I got to thinking, even from a skill standpoint, with the, you know, the advent of CNC machine, computer driven everything, in respect of the manufacture of firearms and ammunition today, the inherent mechanical accuracy of, you know, firearms and ammunition are, you know, the best they've ever been in history.
Right.
So I made the decision to see what I could actually accomplish using stock pistols. And because my train of thought is, with the inherent mechanical accuracy of firearms and ammunition today being what it is, what can the human animal actually achieve with a stock pistol? And I've been doing it ever since. It's really not that big of a thing to, I mean, custom guns are nice. I have quite a few. But from a standpoint of a work gun, even my good friend LAV, Larry Vickers, says if, you know, you're into running, you know, and taking care of your guns, a 1911 is fine. But if you're going to treat your pistol like a lawnmower, get a Glock. And that's absolute truth. They just take a beating and keep on delivering.
Right. So, how is Larry Vickers doing, by the way?
To my knowledge, he's doing well. I spoke with him just a few weeks ago, and, you know, kind of, you know, he's had that health issue that's kind of beat him up a little bit. But that's the only negative, but that's under control. The blood cancer thing is under control for now.
Has he gained some weight back?
Goodness. A little bit, yes, absolutely. Yeah, he looks much better than he did, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was a
little... he's still rocking and rolling in the free world.
I haven't tried to call him. I should probably try to call him just to, you know... wish him well, or whatever I can do.
Yeah,
you know.
I think he would enjoy that, man. I think he'd enjoy hearing from you.
But in any event, now when you come back down here, down to the south, what's next for Super Dave?
Well, what's next for me is getting my heart electrocuted. I've got to go in August 10th, and they got to turn me off, pause, and turn me back on in hopes of getting my heart back into normal sinus rhythm. The AFib thing is kind of a problem for me because I'm fatigued. It's not like I'm tired. You know, I've made it a point to take extra good care of myself over the past some months, and I'm getting plenty of sleep, plenty of everything. Nutrition, I'm just tired all the time, and I've learned how to cope. I've learned how to cope, but I'm definitely looking forward to you know, getting my heart straightened out and getting back on a regular schedule.
Just
then
watch.
I go back to Camden.
Yeah.
I'm in Camden the 13th and 14th of August. Then I think a week later, or 2 weeks later, I'm up in Maine. I go back up to Powell's in Maine. I've got quite a, can't remember it all off the top of my head, but I'm busy through the end of the year.
Now you're going to teach at Camden, or are you going to be?
Yes, I'm actually going to run a integrated weapons program.
Right.
That's, you know, carbine, handgun, integrated weapons for urban combat.
If you've never been to Tactical Response, that is a superb training facility. How big is the range? Because I only saw the pistol range.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it depends on which gate you went in. If you went in the standard, what's being used now is the standard entrance gate. I don't know how many acres the facility is, but you can drive about a mile and a half loop around all of the bays. I mean, there's not just one bay. There's, I don't know how many there are. There's a bunch. But it is a very large piece of property, and it has a phenomenal amount of capability in respect to how they structured and laid out the bays and the facility itself, the range facility itself. Has a massive amount of capability, and they use every bit of it.
Yep.
Good. You cannot go wrong receiving training from Tactical Response. As a matter of fact, they're very well-rounded. They offer a good menu of training topics. Go to their website, tacticalresponse.com, and check them out.
I know the Finding Pistol is a two-day class, and the second day is watching a lecture from James. And this, if nothing else, you should watch the lecture just because of the information he gives out and the philosophy he imparts. And at the same right. time, it sort of pulls back the curtain on James Yeager as a man, if that sort of interests right. you as well. So, that's a thing. That's a thing. And the lecture itself is worth the cost of admission.
Exactly.
And in addition to that, while you're there at the class, he sells one of the cheapest blowout kits, one of the cheapest trauma kits you're going to find out there. And it's a really good trauma kit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I believe they call it the, the VOK. V-O-K, the Ventilated Operator's Kit.
Yeah.
Pretty trip.
Yeah, I think it's like $35. I mean, while you're there, it's well worth some of the stuff. And if you're looking for tactical nylon, you're very close to SOE equipment as well. Yep. And I don't know if he actually has a brick and mortar store, but I thought about trying to look him up. But that's all beside the point. We're going to run out of time here shortly. I'm Good. Glad that you are up there imparting knowledge and everything else. Everybody that learns from Super Dave, that is a boon to society because he's going to be a much better gun handler when he gets done. I think that is
much appreciated, Bill.
Yes, sir. Listen, I appreciate you shifting this week the way you have, and I will talk to you later on. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bill. I always appreciate the opportunity, brother.
Roger that. Hour number three is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten. We're going to find out what his latest missives have been as he's been out there writing and publishing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, a Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.